I owe everyone an explanation as to why I sound sedated in the last episode. So, I have an allergy medication, and allergies were good kind of in spring, and then they went away, and I thought I was all chill, and then they kind of started coming back as the temperature started coming up here, and for whatever reason, like some sort of like drug addict, I have a medicine cabinet, and I just have piles of pills. I don't keep them in pill bottles. I don't know why.
What? I don't understand. Piles of pills where?
There's just piles of pills. I'll take a picture of it. It's super weird. I don't take any, like, everyday, you know,
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to keep them in containers like, the so they don't get all soggy and disintegrate.
That's never happened. Never had that. I've never had that issue. I've never had soggy pills before.
Okay, I just don't know why it would ever cross your mind to do this.
I'm like a pack rat that's just like, boop, little pile, boop, little pile, boop. And I they're not labeled. I've now realized, I'm like, oh, I know where it all is. Now, the two piles of pills that are in there are an allergy medication and melatonin. And I took melatonin before we recorded last time, so I was soothed.
I don't feel, okay, sure, maybe that was part of it, but I really truly believe that you just were, for the first time, Cole was hearing his own voice through his headphones because he just had tapped into this new technology, and then he was like, oh, I think I sound so good like this. And so he talked like that through the whole friggin' thing almost.
Now,
I'm asking him to go back to the regular Cole of this episode.
I would side with you and say yes. You're probably right. That sounds like something I would do. Until I took my medication yesterday. So I'm supposed to take the pill twice a day. Took the pill yesterday. Fell asleep really early. And I was like, why am I so drowsy? And I'm like, well, Claritin makes you drowsy, I guess. But I was like, could not keep my eyes open. And I'm watching the episode on my phone, the finale episode. And I just was like, I can't do this. And I was getting super emotional and like weird. And I was also really angry. Like everything was imbalanced. And I was like, what the fuck? So I just like fell asleep. And I literally wrote down a note that said, Jasmine, I'm not watching this. Wait, hold up. I said, so they bring Mikkel out onto this stage like months later. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm not watching this part, but you can 100% talk about it and tell me how it works. It's too weird. I'm so sorry. Good night. That's what I wrote in my notes. I don't remember writing that. They honestly might be Lunestas. Someone gave me these.
Okay, cool. Who does that? So what, you've got unlabeled pills, you keep them in a pile somewhere, and you just consume them America. Daily?
I mean, I sleep great. I have crazy dreams. But they honestly could be, they could be loonies. They could be Lunestas.
It sounds like they could be heroin.
I'd have never heard of heroin pill form, but I'm neither, but into
this
it.
Is America, like you said.
How do you go to bed, heroin? This is America. But yeah, so that's what happened there, and I've been mixing up my Claritin and my melatonin, and I think that's what happened. But there's honestly no way. Now I'm confused on which pile is which. Now it's really weird.
This is such a strange thing. Okay, if anyone else does this, makes piles of pills, just like, why don't you get one of those pill container things that has the dates and you can compartmentalize.
I'm not as old as you.
I don't have one. God. Anyways, whatever you're doing is weird, but it's fine. This episode, what? You've got a new burst of energy, or?
Yeah, I watched the whole date thing that night, and then I fell asleep, and I woke up this morning, and I finished it on my phone.
Okay, yeah. And
at the gym. All right.
At the gym? Did you cry?
Yeah, I was on
the
bike
gym?
Machine. I was like,
notes
down.
Okay.
I'm just gonna get right into it. The whole episode starts, and it's Gnome Cap on stage. He's like, oh, and there's like a crowd. It's just like really shocked me. I was like, wait, what? Like there's a whole, it's like a game show. It's really odd.
I mean, I'll refresh your memory. I'm sure most of you understand this by now, but Cole hasn't watched a season of this show in any country ever in his life. So this is weird and new and probably a little shocking for him. And I can understand that. This is a weird part for sure.
It's just weird. And it makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, Gnome Cap is on stage and he's kind of like riling everyone up. He's like, oh, is everyone ready to see what happens? Blah, blah, blah. Who are my Kevin supporters? And it's like, yeah. And then it's like, who are my Mikkel supporters? And it's like, like it was so like astronomically louder. And I was like, I literally had to like pause it. And I was like, like, this is rough. So from what you've told me about this, there was a controversial ending, and that's all I've known.
Mm.
Did you have any idea before you made your decision? I mean, I would imagine not, but did you have any idea the way the production was leaning? Like, which guy does the production have any sort of say in, like, swing of that? Or can you see anything about crowds or people? Is there any way to know which side people are generally leaning?
No, but I knew that people were going to love Mikkel. I knew that based on the drama that was involved in mine and Kevin's relationship, that people would probably rather see me with Mikkel, and that is what ended up happening. There were still Kevin fans. Great guy. No problems there. But I think women watching the show could relate to that feeling of, like, he's jealous and possessive at times or whatever. It's just, and Mikkel was so sweet and understanding, and there's just a real difference in their personalities. But again, something to think about is that they wanted Mikkel to be the Bachelor, so they're going to give him the best possible edit. That was the original plan, was for him to be the Bachelor. He turned it down, but you have to think about it that way, you know? He's going to get the best edit ever so that people fall in love with him, which is exactly what happened. But I had heard from Kevin that the producers had been talking to him in Cuba about being the Bachelor. So, yeah. So, like, if it had gone, like, the other way...
before the decision was made?
Yeah. Jesus. He told me that. And then they told me that wasn't true. So who's to say what's true or not, you know? I'm just going based on what I was told. But you have to also think about that. So if I had chosen Mikkel and Kevin was not selected, then he would have got a better edit than he did. And Mikkel may have maybe gotten the edit that made people less favorable towards him. You just don't know. There's ways to do it. I mean, no one was perfect through it. I certainly wasn't. I was always going to get a good edit because I was the Bachelorette. But I was not perfect. Kevin was not perfect. Mikkel was not perfect. For the most part, it was accurate, but there was also a little bit of romanticizing on Mikkel's part and a little bit of villainizing on Kevin's part, because that's what creates an entertaining show.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there, but it, I mean, that's a long-winded way to say that I did have a feeling based on reality. I wasn't seeing the edit at the time, I was living it. And I still knew at that time that people were going to be upset that I was going to choose Kevin. And I had asked the producers that. I was like, are people going to just hate my decision? They're like, you need to not think about that. And I was like, I know, but am I going to hate my decision? Am I going to watch this show and be like, Jasmine, what are you thinking? And I definitely went through that phase where I was like, what the hell was I thinking? Because I'm watching this show too. And the producers kept having to remind me, Jasmine, remember, you're watching the show. You're watching the edit. And because so much time had passed, like 6 months between or something like that, like, I had forgotten a lot of things. And so I'm reminded through this romanticized show that I'm watching. And it's such a mind fuck.
I mean, if I was in charge of the world, I would say this show would never exist. This is so, like, weird and manipulative for everyone involved. Like, during the second half of the show in which you've selected Kevin, and then they bring you on stage and they have Mikkel on, I was like, as soon as Mikkel came on, I was like, fuck this. Like, this is not how the world works. This is not healthy. Like, closure is different from this. Like, I don't agree with any of this. It made me feel really gross and uncomfortable, and I just felt sorry for everyone. Like, no one won. Mm-hmm. It just was really weird. And maybe it's because I know how it ended up, like, present day. It's really nice talking with you through the entire season, because it makes me just appreciate you so much more as a person. Like, I mean, I just had no idea what this was like to go through. But that last episode, in my opinion, is completely uncalled for and should be done away with. There's like 8 questions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, if it was an hour-long show in which you dive into everything and it's just you and Kevin, I go, okay. But it was like, did you make the right decision? Oh, what was the hardest part? It's like, why would you wanna, if someone was talking to me about past relationship, what was the shittiest memory you have? Which one hurt you the worst? It's like, what? I'd be like, hey, go fuck yourself. Like, why would you ask me that?
Yeah.
But because it's on a show, they're like, oh, everyone wants to know. Why is it?
Yeah.
And that's manipulation at its finest. I mean, it's just gaslighting, and it's so unhealthy. It's just really weird.
I get it. And it's interesting, as always, hearing your perspective as someone who's never seen it, because we're so used to this being a part of the show. The show has been around for so long. This has always been a part of it. And now you just expect it. You know it's going to happen. Like, I knew that this was coming. And it was, oh God, like, I feel like we should just get through the actual proposal part of the episode first before we dive into the after the final rose, because there's a lot that I can share about that. But as far as, like, the actual episode leading into the proposal, that had its own weirdness. Like,
it's another one of those instances in which everyone else knows how this works, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not made obvious ever. They never tell you or the thing that's really interesting about the show is because it's been going on for so long and it's in so many different countries and pretty much the people that watch it have been watching it forever or at least for like 5-6 seasons. So they're indoctrinated into the whole thing and they're watching it with people that understand it as well. So if they have questions, they immediately answer it. So this is all normalized just because it's repetition. Every season is more or less the same thing. I was like, how the so these guys are both getting rings. They're both just gonna propose to you. I was like, how the fuck do you tell someone no and the other person yes? And how does this edit it? And how is it shot? And they just don't explain how any of that is gonna work. Like, I wanted something to come onto the screen and be like an infographic. It was like, all right, now, girl's gonna walk down. And I was like, yeah, it's just, true. I watched. I was like, is it happening? And then you never said, I don't want to get engaged to you.
Wait, we're not there yet.
I know. And the dates are whatever. I mean, in my opinion, they were just like, you took, I always want to call him Kyle, now Kevin. You took Kevin to another cave. But they're pretty much like last conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very sweet. And the other thing I find very odd about it, which seems a little scripted, and I'm sure you actually felt this way, but it feels scripted and planned, is when you tell them that you also love them. Does that pretty much happen every season?
No, that doesn't happen every season, but...
Oh, interesting.
I really did. Like, at the end, I really felt like I was in a relationship with two people, and that's what was so challenging. I mean, I assume that every lead on this show feels the same way, or maybe they don't. Maybe they just kind of go through the motions until they get to the end, and they know who their person is right off the bat, or, like, somewhat in the middle. But I was, like, pretty sure about Kevin, and then towards the end, I started feeling really sure about Mikkel, and my feelings for Mikkel were growing exponentially, and so it was like, if I had maybe had another week, my feelings and my relationship with Mikkel may have surpassed Kevin's. But at this point, it was like Kevin was here and then Mikkel was kind of picking up. And at the time that the end was near, I was like at the same place almost with both of them. But the thing that was tricky was that with Kevin, I had felt for so long throughout the season like he was my boyfriend. He just kind of took on that role of my boyfriend. And I don't know how to explain that any other way. He just, the fact that he was, I don't want to say possessive, but like where he, well, this is going to sound wrong. I'm not meaning for it to come out this way, but that he like claimed me as his. It felt like I couldn't let him down. In a very weird way. God, this is... I'm not even trying to say, like, minimize it. I'm
have questions that are stemming from this.
Okay, we'll just hang up.
But I don't want you... I don't want to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. Yeah, keep going.
I'm trying to, like, explain my thought process. I was afraid of, like, how he would react if I hadn't chosen him because it felt so set in stone for a while leading up to it. And I didn't know how to... I was so unsure in it. And I don't think that if I hadn't picked Kevin that I would have been any happier. But, you know, having to say goodbye to Mikkel was one of the worst things ever. And I think the best way that I can describe it is, like, imagine that you are in a relationship with someone. You're starting off the relationship with someone and you're in that phase where you're like, oh my God, I can't imagine you not being in my life. Like, I am falling in love with you and I just want to be with you all the time. And you're such an amazing person. Like, you know that phase where they're perfect and you're just infatuated and then nothing happens to break you up, but you just all of a sudden have to break up.
Yeah.
So like the show obviously was what broke us up, but I didn't want to break up. Like I didn't want to break up with Mikkel.
Yeah.
And I just had to because that was the rules. And then should I have gotten engaged to Kevin? No, I shouldn't have. But I felt, honestly, like I had to. Throughout this show, a lot of the time, I felt like I had to do what I was there to do and what the producers expected of me. I really understood it as my responsibility in a way. And I was, again, like I had said in the last episode, Kevin and I were under the understanding of that if we did get engaged, it would be like engaged to date, you know? Mm. We weren't taking it super duper seriously, that actual word engagement. But, of course, things evolved throughout our relationship later on. But I'm just speaking at the time of this episode and filming the show. But, yeah, it was all just, like, so fucked up. And I don't even know if there's really much to get into aside from the fact that the guys picked out the rings. We went on that date. We met with them. And I was in this kind of tumultuous sort of place with Kevin. I was feeling a bit uncertain. And I think at this point I was pushing him away a little bit because I was starting to feel more feelings for Mikkel and I was more confused than ever. And I remember having to try on the dress, and I remember this whole day happening, and I was in the worst mood ever. Just, oh my God, I don't know if I've ever felt like this in my whole life. I was trying to get ready for the day. I didn't want anyone to talk to me. A couple of the producers came in to chat with me, and I was like, I can't talk to you. Like, I need to get ready and I can't talk. I was just in a really not okay place mentally. And the messed up thing about it is that this was the last day. This was the day that I was supposed to choose a person that I was going to end up with at the end of this. And I didn't know the answer. And I had to have an ITM, those in the moment interviews, to give that final interview saying who I was choosing. And this obviously happened before I actually chose the person, before that proposal happened on the beach. And I had to make that decision. Like, they were like, we need to know who it is. And I was like, I don't know. Can you tell me? Can you help me? Like, can you tell me what to do? Please, like, I needed help. As messed up as it is, I wanted their help because I knew they knew me. I knew they knew them. And I was like, I just need someone to help me. I don't know the answer. And the fact that I even felt like I needed to choose, looking back, was kind of crazy. I shouldn't have made a decision. And again, this seems kind of messed up to say because I don't want to minimize what the relationship with Kevin ended up being later. I'm just speaking in the present, you know, in that present moment. I don't think I should have made that decision. And the producers wouldn't help me. Like, it wasn't their response. They didn't want to have an influence on my decision. They refused to, like, give me any kind of advice. And in that moment where I was struggling so much, I could have really used the advice from my family, my sister, my mom, Laura Lee, who didn't really give me any insight. I'm just going to jump ahead. Obviously, I have to say goodbye to Mikkel and I get engaged to Kevin. And that's a whole other thing that I'll come back to. But after it was all said and done, I talked to my sister and she said that she had actually texted Claire and told her that she thought that I should choose Mikkel. And I was not told that. No one told me that. And I was like, well, I never got that message, which is like, what, really? Anyway. And that, wow. Like, my heart's like racing thinking about that because I'm just like, I don't know.
What could have been?
Well, it's like, it's, I don't like to think about that because in the end, I'm where I need to be. Everyone's where they need to be. Kevin is in an engagement with a baby on the way and he's super happy and Mikkel's super happy. And I'm so glad that I went through everything I did because I would never have met Eric. All of it worked out the way it should be, but it's what's really messed up to me is the fact that ultimately it's a business for them and they need to create the best show. That's their job in this moment. Their job is not really to be my friend, even if they are my friend. I remember, though, thinking, in a way, I was kind of glad that I didn't get that message just because, I mean, yeah, it would have helped me in that last moment where I was, like, really struggling and needed some advice from someone who knew me, but a part of me was not wanting to get too much advice from my mom, my sister, and Laura Lee because they were not there for all of it. And they had a very short amount of time with those guys. And I knew that their opinion would be based on first impressions and they wouldn't really understand my relationships with these guys. So maybe production was like, maybe they understood that. And maybe they just didn't want to mess with how they knew I really felt. Or maybe they just, had their own plans. I can't ever say. But it was all pretty hurtful because I had been so upset after the engagement. I was not happy after the engagement. I was not happy. I just went through a breakup. Like, you can't just all of a sudden be happy. I wasn't. And, like, I will say that, the voiceover that you hear when I'm getting my dress ready and all that stuff was a voiceover I had to record in post months later because I sounded so depressed. So they were like, we need you to sound happy. We need you to re-record all of your dialogue. Do I know if that was actually my dialogue? No. They could have just given me a script that I was reading. I don't know. They said that it was my actual dialogue and I was just re-recording it. It seemed like a script. Yeah, it probably was. And it sounds super unnatural. Like, listening to it, it's like, okay. But it's because I sounded so sad at the time that I was actually, I guess, saying those words that day. I was not happy. And the moment that Mikkel had to come down onto the beach and I had to say goodbye, like, I could never rewatch that episode because it's so devastating for me. And I know people see it and it's like a show, so I can understand people not understanding the gravity of it, but it was really terrible. And after I said goodbye to him, I just broke down. I was on the beach, like, hyperventilating. I couldn't stop crying. I wanted to go, like, chase after him. I wanted to find him. I was just, it was the worst. I was then, asked to get up and go and get engaged because they were losing sunlight and we need to get this done. And I just was like, it's my responsibility. I got to do this. I'm on a show. Like, I got to go do this. And I was just not ready. I shouldn't have gone through with it. I would have been happy to, I don't know what I should have done in hindsight.
Say no to both of them?
Yeah. But God, it was so hard. I don't even know how I could have done that either. Cause like saying goodbye to one was hard enough. But, and I don't know. in the end, you know, Kevin and I had a great time. Like, our relationship was up and down like crazy, but I wouldn't change it. Like I said, I'm where I need to be now, and it all came from all of this. I'm thankful to the production. I'm thankful that I was given a chance to go on the show. Like, so many good things have come from this for everybody involved. Mikel is in a super happy long-term relationship. Kevin is in a super happy long-term relationship. Baby on the way. Like, everything is so good that I don't think any of us would have changed any of it, but it's still really easy to look back and be like, wow, that was really fucked up and that was really hard. And it's not the production's fault at all that it was hard or that it was difficult or that the show was fucked up, because we all went on it. It's no one else's fault. It's just you don't realize what it's going to be like until you're in it. And I think that's what everyone would say.
Yeah, I mean, I think people watch the show and they're assuming, like, it really shocked me to see, so they did the little recaps when you guys are on stage and when Mikel comes out and they're like, let's look at all the moments Mikel had with Jasmine. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to like the screen and they have a fucking camera pointed at his face reacting to all of your guys' mm-hmm. like relationship over the past 3 months in high def. And I again was like, fuck this show. This is dehumanizing and just incredibly mean, and they're using someone's emotions, like raw emotions, and they're making money from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm excited to get into it because I think I can convince a couple people to really critically think about the basis of this show, and that you have to be very lucky to come out of it in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you came out of it in a good way, and a lot of people considered your decision to be the wrong one. But in my opinion, you made the right decision because you're in a better place now, and so is everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like no good way of going about it. But did anyone have to go through it at all? Like, is life meant to be these really intense moments meant to be filmed and shown and made money from, that like goes into some white guy's pocket who's sitting in a cabin? Like, it's like, what? It's like, what? Why do we monetize manipulation of people's emotions? It really sickens me. Mm-hmm. Just watching this, it all came together where I was like, wow, I even participated in this dehumanization because I made fun of people, how they were dressing, and I was poking fun of it. And of course, I'm not dead serious. Like, I don't hate any of these people except for Drew. And like, but like, these are still people. They're human beings. Yeah. And mm-hmm. they were used in order to make money.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, if people can't see that, they can't see past that whole veil, it really freaks me out.
I hear you.
I understand why the show exists. Of course, it's entertaining.
And it's relatable. Everyone can relate to love, you know?
No.
But it's like I said, I mean, it's our choice. It's no one's choice. People try so hard to be on this show. So you can't, I mean, I understand your point, but it's also like, you know, I don't think people realize what they're getting themselves into sometimes. And it can be really hard for some people and really great for others. And some people could just like go into it lightheartedly and no big deal. For us, you know, we went through a lot, but we also went through a lot of really good things. And like you said, we all came out on the other side in really happy situations. I couldn't be happier. I've literally never been this happy in my whole entire life. And I know that none of it would be without this experience. And I learned so much about myself, so much about myself. And I will say, like, it was a really bumpy road from filming this finale up until the airing of this finale and beyond, because we were going through the ebbs and flows. Kevin had a really hard time watching this show play out, as you would expect, because of his personality. And Mikel and I, you know, like, it's not like things ever felt resolved for me. I felt like I never really got closure on a relationship that I didn't even want to end at that time. And so there was a lot of feeling still there, and I expressed that, and it was really difficult. I mean, there was like so many bad things that were happening in mine and Kevin's relationship, and like we were not good. Especially when the finale aired.
Oh, I can tell. So I know you well enough that I can read.
Yeah. And I mean, this is the thing. So, okay. So here's the difference between the Canadian version and the American version.
Mm.
Normally, once the finale episode ends and the engagement happens, there's after the final rose, which is the part that Cole is just talking about being on stage. I feel like most people listening to this understand the format. But in the American version, it's usually like live. the night that it actually airs. For us, that wasn't the case. It wasn't live the night it aired. We were given, it was maybe, I think we were a few episodes from the finale at this point, from the finale airing.
So pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. And then,
so pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. We watched the last, I think, two or three episodes in our hotel rooms before going and doing the thing on stage. The audience members actually got to sit in the audience while we were back in the green room getting ready, doing whatever. They watched it right then and there, like right before we came out. So I'm in the green room. There's a little TV monitor in there. And once in a while, the monitor would show. And by the way, I'm absolutely raw with emotion because I just watched this the night before. And it's like, it's difficult to watch. Like I said, I could never watch it again. It's too hard. So I'm just like feeling like I just went through it, even though it was 6 months prior. I'm feeling so much raw emotion, so much uncertainty still. And I'm in this green room and I'm getting ready, getting my makeup done, just kind of hanging out. And the audience, I'm able to see kind of like the audience on the screen, the TV cameras are pointed at the audience members, sort of like what you would see getting cut into the actual episode. So I was able to see what the cameras were recording at this time. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when the audience began watching the show, the actual show was showing up on my screen. So the finale episode, the proposal was showing up, okay? And I was like in such a bad place, and production or someone was like, can we turn these TVs off? We don't want Jasmine seeing this right now. Like, this is not a good thing for her to be watching right now. So they turned it off, okay? So I'm in there, I'm not having to see it. That's good. Well, suddenly, right at the proposal when Mikkel walks out, and at that point, the audience knows, okay, the first person to walk out is obviously the one going home.
Oh, they do know that.
That's like typically the way it goes.
That's so weird. Okay.
So Mikkel comes out first, right? And all of a sudden the TVs come on in my green room. But instead of seeing the show, I'm seeing the audience's reaction, the camera on their faces. Tell me that wasn't intentional. I have no idea, honestly. Maybe it was. Looking back, I'm like, was that an accident? At the moment that Mikkel walks down, the TVs turn on and I'm able to see the audience's reaction to it. And they were devastated, crying. I lost it. Like, of course, I start crying and I'm just like, fuck, they are so, I knew that everyone was so disappointed in me and my decision. And like, I feel so bad saying that because Kevin is a great person. So like, I'm not meaning this as a Kevin sucks, Mikkel is awesome. It's just people loved him and I loved him. And I had to see this and it was so shitty and I was already just feeling the worst. And then I had to go out there. Just knowing how everyone was feeling, and they were so nice and supportive and like clapping for me, but I was like, you fucking hate me right now. Like, I just ruined you just 5 minutes ago. And it sucked. Oh my. Yeah. And then Mikkel came out and it was just palpable, like in the air. It was just like, they just wanted us to get back together. And him and I like still had feelings for each other. And like, poor Kevin, you know, like how shitty is that for him that he had to go through that? It was just all bad. And I can't.
There are no winners.
I know. I can't even like, the thing that I think we have to always remember is that Kevin and I, from this all, did develop a real relationship. I would say that up until after this episode aired, and I'm talking like not after it filmed, but after it actually aired, because we had to still go through the rest of Canada watching it. And at this point, Kevin and I were not in a very good place in our relationship. We still had to go through that. And that's a whole other story, because I was in Toronto. I had to do press and I was watching in my hotel room. I did not watch the finale episode when it was actually airing on TV. I did not watch that episode with Kevin. I could not. How can I watch an episode with my fiance, who I'm supposed to be in love with, while I'm bawling my eyes out about another guy? I couldn't do it, so I watched it alone. Like, who the hell? Like, we're fiance, engaged, great times. Yeah, we're both watching separately because we literally can't do it together because this is so brutal. And then I cried my face off again. I had to deal with all of the people's reaction. Like, if you can imagine how I felt just in that studio with the audience reaction, you can imagine how I felt with the rest of Canada watching and getting all of that reaction fed at me through social media. I had so many people telling me that I was an idiot. Just like, I blocked so many people on Instagram that day. And then I was supposed to go do press, tons of press the next day, tons of stuff booked, of course. And I was on the phone with a PR agent from Chorus Entertainment, which is the network that the show is on. And she was amazing. She was with me through all my other press stuff. And I just was like, I feel so bad because I kept her up all night. But I was like, I couldn't sleep that night. And I said, that I couldn't do it. Like, I can't go do press. I can't go do press and pretend that everything's cool. I don't feel good. I wasn't in a good mental state. I was not. And she eventually, at the very last minute, I think at like 6 a.m., ended up canceling everything. All the morning show stuff, all the morning radio stuff for the whole day. And I was so relieved because I was like, I cannot go out there the way that I am right now. And so I ended up staying in Toronto a few more days and we rescheduled the press. I think we only did ET Canada, Entertainment Tonight, the Canadian version. I think that's the only press that we ended up doing a couple days later. And it was after Kevin and I finally got to like come together through this. And as fucked up as it all was and as difficult as that finale was, and the hate he was getting was so bad, and which is so awful because I'll say it for like the 50th time, Kevin is not a bad guy. People just loved Mikkel. So he just got such a rough, he just had a really rough experience with that. And it really brought us closer because I started actually feeling pretty defensive. Like, honestly, this guy saves babies in his job. Like, he's not a shitty person. The edit is the edit. Fine. You can love Mikkel more. Fine. But you need to fuck off. Like, I just started, instead of being like, poor Jasmine, like, I went through this thing and I'm sad and like, this was a hard thing and I really cared about both these people and had to go through a breakup while also going through an engagement and try to be happy about it. I also then suddenly I was like, go fuck yourself, everyone. You're the worst. Like, you're the worst. That's like where our relationship, I feel, actually began. It was after that final episode aired and we were able to support each other through something that was so bad and that so many people were against us. And we continued to have our ups and downs as any relationship would over that time, but that's really where it began for us. So it was crazy. And then we went to the Grey Cup, which is like Canada's version of the Super Bowl, and we got heckled in the crowd. So, and then I gave someone the finger in front of everybody. I was like, wah! I was like, when you see like,
what?
When you see like celebrities like losing it.
You guys have a Super Bowl called the Grey Cup?
Yes, it's called the Grey Cup. There's the CFL. It's the Canadian Football League, and it's mostly American players.
I'm familiar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. So we went to it. It was a big deal. We were like, had great seats. Kevin was excited. I don't give no hecks about football, but I remember people being like, should have picked Mikkel, like yelling at me. And I literally just like turned around. We're on the bottom so everyone can see us, right? And I just like, this was only a few days after the finale aired. So, and I remember just turning around and giving this guy the finger in front of everyone. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I should probably keep my cool. But like, honestly, I just hated everyone at this point after that. I understood people were protective of me and they cared about me and people were invested in my love life. Those people, I was like, I love you guys. I understand your disappointment in a sense because you feel like maybe I could have been loved in a way that you felt was better for me. But the people who were just being assholes, I just had no tolerance for at all.
Oh, man.
And it's I had to deal with people talking to me about that in real life. People would come up to me in real life and be like, so, like, Kevin, like, do you really? And I remember, like, I would actually snap at people in real life about it. I would just become, like, so defensive of Kevin.
Do I just go, who are you dating? Oh, John? Like, really? John? Not your college boyfriend? That wasn't a better option? Really? Like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, and also, go fuck yourself. You saw the edited version of a dating history that spanned 2 months, and you're going to make my decision for me? Really? Mm-hmm. You think you're fucking God? Like, why do you even have a say? Mm-hmm. Supporting someone does not mean being mad at whatever decision they make. It means supporting them through the decisions they make.
It's true. And there were people who were supportive. I feel like most of the people, like the people who listen to this podcast, the people who follow me on Instagram are like the best people in the whole world. I just love
human
everybody
beings,
so much.
Otherwise human beings. Known as human beings. Human beings. Good people.
Exactly. There were just some people who watched the show without, I don't know. You know, of course there's going to be people like that. Well, maybe. I don't know.
No, there's an answer. It's bad people.
It's just people not realizing
if
that.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, yeah, she should have picked Mikkel. I just hate her.
No one who listens to this. No one who listens
who cares?
To this thinks that way.
I'm gonna list the ways that her decision affects your life. Zero. There are zero ways her decisions affect any part of your life, and if you think they do, you should go on a long walk until you disintegrate into atoms. You can leave all this in. I'd love to get hate mail from people. Actually,
no, cool. Listen, I don't even like
and
it.
I matter.
And I'm something special. And when she made the wrong decision, in my opinion, it throttled me.
There's no
it one, rocked
there's
me.
There's no one left. There's no one left in my on my Instagram or in any of my platforms anymore who is that way. I got rid of all those people. Those people don't exist. I understand people still
ask the question though.
No,
like,
people
when
still
we did the AMA thing. They were like, did you regret your choice? Or like, and I'm like what a good question to ask.
Yeah.
Dumb. Like, who asks that? Like,
okay, but that's because I appeared. That's because I appeared to regret my choice. And in sometimes sure. I did. Sometimes I did. Kevin and I did not go through a great time. Sometimes I did. Sometimes I was like, what the hell did I do? But I knew that I would have been just as sad to say goodbye to Kevin. There was no right answer.
Yeah.
The right answer should have been, don't get engaged to anyone. Maybe don't be with any of them. Deal with the hurt that's going to cause you and leave these people out of it. I should have taken that on myself. Yeah. I shouldn't have put anybody through that. I shouldn't have put Kevin through that.
There's should and then there's could. I don't, in my honest opinion, I think what you've gone through this whole thing, I mean, a year out from this airing, I would have been fucking mentally exhausted. So for you to say, oh, I should have done this, you shouldn't have been capable of handling any of this. For you to expect that you could have handled it differently is crazy, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You went above and beyond and as much as you could handle it, and I don't think you should have any regrets on decisions you made or how you should have gone about it differently. I think you did the best you could, and people need to suck it up and realize that everyone's fucking human, and whether people make mistakes or not, most of the time it doesn't affect your life. So if you are, you know, real hot and cold about that, maybe you should take a real, you know, long, hard look at your own personal life and see if you can make it more interesting.
I guess I appreciate that, and I understand what you're saying. I think for me, it's like, how could I have handled it differently to, not for everyone else's sake, but for Kevin's sake or, you know, Mikkel's sake. But like I said, everyone's in the place they need to be. If Kevin and I hadn't gone through this, he may not have gone on the other shows, which would mean that maybe he wouldn't have met Astrid, right? Mm. Like, it's crazy how life works. And I know that I assume he would probably agree with that. Like, if he hadn't done this or it hadn't ended the way it did, you just don't know where you'd end up. And so, yeah, I mean, it was all just pretty, pretty difficult, and I wouldn't change it. Of course, there are ways that I think I could have maybe just taken on a little bit more of the difficulty of it all so that other people didn't have to do it. I feel like I was being a little selfish in those moments. You know, I was young too. I would have handled it differently now. I wouldn't have done it now. But yeah, I wouldn't change what had happened, but I would certainly never put myself through that again. If someone were to ask me, I get this question actually quite a bit, would you ever do it again? Yeah, I wouldn't go back in time and erase it, but if I had to go back in time and, like, experience it again, I could never experience it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that upon my greatest enemy. This is seriously, like, there's a couple forms of torture in the world, and this show...
One of them is The Bachelor?
Well, yeah, the thing that's so interesting about a show like this is people are like, oh, it's entertainment, but then they take it so seriously. It's similar to sports. This is like women's sports, and I'm not saying only women watch this show.
Women, yes. Lots of women.
Sorry, women watch this show. I would imagine the majority of the viewers of this show are female, but whoever you are, the whole viewership of the show, they treat it the same way that people treat sports, in which they're like, oh yeah, it's fun and this and that, and then they're like, kill the referee, he made the wrong call, go to his house, stab him. Like, it's like, dude, it's a fucking game. It's probably rigged anyway. Like, why does anyone
That's a great analogy.
In my opinion, anyone who cares that much about something is truly sad. I mean, they are broken internally and they need to work things out. Sports are fun. I think I view sports, I don't even care what team scores a goal. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, scored.
And you can and have your favorite teams Seahawks. In a, and like sports in a healthy way. And that's how The Bachelor should be.
Yeah. I watched this passively. I think the only reason I really it attached to me emotionally is because you're on it and you're like one of my best friends. So why wouldn't I be emotional about it? But it's like, I think it even made me, if we started this podcast with just watching a random season, which I'm glad we did yours first because it really got in depth, I wouldn't have the same feelings about it. I don't think I'd take it as seriously because it really is disgusting. I don't like it. I will review it because I think there's comedy involved. I want to try to make it more lighthearted. I want to try to preach, don't take this so seriously. And I want to hear your opinion on a season that you're not directly involved in. Really, that's the only reason I'm still here.
I think it's going to be...
this episode rocked me, dude. Fuck this.
I get it. I appreciate you feeling that way about it, honestly. Like, because I think it is taken almost too lightly because most people who watch the show or have watched the show are pretty used to it. And I think moving forward, you know, like, it's been kind of therapeutic going through all of this. I feel like this is something I needed to do. And I appreciate you being here for it. I think in the future, when we move into other episodes, other seasons, like we're going to do Katie's season coming up on Monday, that's going to be really fun because you have a great perspective. And I like the comedy that you can pull out of it and the little pieces, bits and pieces that you pick up. And I really do like the love of it all. I want to dive into that side. And I think that we're both going to be coming from two different angles. And it is going to be so fun to review something that neither of us have watched. And you, Cole, have to watch out for those spoilers because I'm watching this unspoiled, which is something that I rarely do. Okay.
Watch out for the spoilers. You
know what? I don't even want to tell you. There are spoilers out there. Okay. Just beware of Reddit. Beware of
You're like worried that I'm like heavily involved in the whole world.
It's just that I know that you're on Reddit.
In Central Park with the like blinders. I don't look at anything.
Okay, I'm just saying there's a
Bachelor Reddit. I don't hang out with people that watch The Bachelor.
Okay, fine. Because for me,
it would never happen.
Okay, fine. I'm just like inundated with it a lot because I'm like follow Bachelor people on social media. And it airs, I think, earlier on in the Eastern, like you can get spoilers on social media and stuff or Twitter even. So just be careful. Anyways, I'm very excited to watch a show that you haven't watched and I haven't watched. It'll be interesting. So for those of you who stuck with us through this whole season, oh God, I appreciate you guys so much. I just appreciate you being here. I mean, the ones who are here listening are probably also people who follow me or you on social. And I love you guys. I feel like I don't say it enough. I think it every day. I just think that I have the best followers in the whole entire world. And I mean, I wish we could just really hang out because I think we would all just be best friends. But make sure that you are subscribed so that we can get into Katie's season together. And it's going to be so fun because we can all watch it together. I am so excited. You have no idea.
Also, I'd love to hear some ideas. I have ideas of my own. It would be really great to do like a mini, potentially like a mini episode later, like midweek, because we'll be releasing these on what, Monday night or Tuesday morning or something like that?
Well, the hope is that we're going to be able to do them and edit them on Monday night, but I do not know if that's going to work. I just would love I would love for people to be able to watch the episode and then listen to the recap the next morning. That's my goal.
That would be fantastic. That's in a perfect world.
Yes.
We're going to have to get really succinct because the amount of editing Jasmine does.
I try to cut out tangents and stuff. I might have to be less picky. But anyways, is there anything more you want to say?
Yeah, my point was write in, shoot us a message Jasmine, however you want, and you guys can ask us questions after we've posted it, and then we can give our responses, and we can kind of keep the conversation going about the show. And then I just really want to do advice, just like life advice, something that's a little separate from the show, but still our take, and have both Jasmine and I give our input, relationship stuff, whatever's going on in your life.
Yeah, I like that.
Be great. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
A little advice segment at the end or whatever.
Questions, whatever.
Yeah, advice, questions, whatever. Yeah. So if you guys do want to get in on that, hit us up over at Friends Off Pod, which is our Instagram. Is it Friends Off Podcast? It's Friends Off Podcast. Anyways, sorry. We have a Twitter that's Friends Off Pod, but I never use it.
I saw you posted a picture of me today. That was real nice.
I did. I posted a picture of Cole.
Looked like De Niro.
You do. So hit us up over at Friends Off Podcast on Instagram. We're on Twitter at Friends Off Pod, although we've never posted on there in our whole lives. Maybe we'll start. Actually, we should start doing little funny like live recaps over Twitter with Friends Off Pod. Okay, follow us over there. We're going to get into this. We're going to get real deep into this. But send any of your questions, DM conversation over to that Instagram, just because on my Instagram, sometimes my DMs get flooded and I don't always get around to seeing everything. So I don't want to miss your comments or your questions. So make sure that if you're going to reach out over our podcast Instagram, and we will see you hopefully Tuesday morning. And if not, Tuesday at some point.
We're doing the best we can, guys. We're so sorry.
We got to get an editor. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here. Love you lots.
Love you lots, guys.